Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And we again just thank you for your amazing great love that has restored us and made all provision for your children to arise and shine. So we commit the day to you. We commit the word to you and thank you for just enlightening us and motivating us again with your wonderful faith, love, provision. In Jesus' name, amen.
We read Psalm 141 from verse 4 to 7 from the TPT translation. Guide me away from temptation and doing evil. Save me from sinful habits and from keeping company with those who are experts in evil. Help me not to share in their sin in any way. When one of your godly ones corrects me, or one of your faithful ones rebukes me, I will accept it like an honor I cannot refuse. It will be as healing medicine that I swallow without an offended heart. Even if they are mistaken, I will continue to pray. When the leaders and judges are condemned, falling upon the rocks of justice, then they'll know my words to them were true. Like an earthquake splits open the earth, so the world of hell will open its mouth to swallow these scattered bones.
Hallelujah. You know why? We see in the Old Covenant throughout the word, prayers to take us away from the evil, deal with the evil. So it's always been heart cries for a good God, a perfect covenant. And praise God, that has come for us in every way, because this new covenant is not man's making. This good covenant is God the Father, God the Son that has moved on our behalf. So I so love the Our Father prayer. Jesus tells us to pray, and he says, because this is what we need. We many times we think, I need this and I need that. But here, the needs of mankind were met in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So this is even before Jesus made the ultimate sacrifice to take away sin and bring in the righteousness. So here we can see the righteousness that God ordained for us to live in. And so he says, pray our Father who is in heaven. And straight away, there is your source. There is your goodness. It's found in heaven. It's found in the Father's love. And just in thinking about that, that is something that's way before the devil came into the picture and sin came into the picture and the fall came into the picture. God's understanding and heart for us. And what is that? In Ephesians 1 verse 4, it says, we were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless in his sight in love. So love, predestination, holy and blameless in Christ, that's what God had in mind from the very beginning. Now, what's more important, the devil and his lies, or God and his truth and the great provision? So, and that great provision is from a Father that was mindful of his children in Christ Jesus from the beginning. So that is why Jesus came to fix it up and to bring it back into the original intent, because God is not a man to change his mind. And then, hallowed be thy name. Why must it be hallowed? Because if it's not hallowed, lifted up and glorified, we walk with a sin conscience, we walk with an inferiority conflict, we believe the lies that is spread around the earth, that the devil and his deception is there, and we fall into that. So when we know the heart of God, when we draw close and know the heart of God through the Holy Spirit, through the wonderful confirmation in the Word, that's when we can wake up. He's our Father that has provided for us in every way And every good father makes provision for his children according to their power, according to their love, and according to their ability. But praise God, we've got a father, a big brother, the Holy Spirit, that has all power, all knowledge, all love, and is everywhere. They are the ones that has worked out this great salvation for us. And what is it? That their will can be done. The will of the Father, that his children come home, his children rejoice in him, his children find their part in the kingdom realities that are coming here to earth. Because it goes on, your will be done, your kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven. So how does it come? Morning by morning he wakens our ear, giving us our daily bread. And the Lord who prayed this prayer for us, because he knows what we need, says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. So there we can see, if anyone is just thinks, well, the bread is just our food, yeah, they short-sighted. It's God, it's provision in every way, every morning. So every morning we take up the cross. Every morning we follow Jesus. Because every morning we're developing on schedule. This God quality of life that God predestined for us is a walk, is a perfection made available on a daily basis, because we have a perfect covenant, a perfect God, and a perfect Savior to lead us into it step by step. And when you woken up to this great love, what happens? You find that everything negative has been forgiven, taken away, removed as far as the east is from the west, and the beauty and the goodness of God's predestined plan has come to pass. So that's what you give. That's what you love others, because you can't embrace this great love and then still walk around with hate, or still walk around with pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness. We wake up to that love, and that love is what we share to all our brothers and sisters, whether they lost or found. That's our fragrance, that's our light, that's our goodness we give out. And in that, we don't fall for the devil's lies any longer. So right here at the end of the prayer comes the temptations. But why? Because we don't fall for that, because when you know the truth, you don't fall for the lie. When you know the answers, you don't want the problems. When you know the blessings of raised and seated with God, brought back into the fullness and the wonderful love of God, you don't want all the deception. So there's no room for you've woken up to all power, all goodness, and the kingdom is a reality right here, right now, for every believer. And you want everyone to see this. You want everyone to enjoy this, and you want everyone to walk in the footsteps of Jesus and fulfill what they were made for. They are God's workmanship. We are God's workmanship in Christ Jesus for good works laid out for us. Amen.
Amen.